Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenback tumble.
Feel the salad crumble. You need the end to make your mark. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. And for those of you who are new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USA Prepares. And the instructors that are on the air with us are experts in various areas. We're innovators, dentists, medical doctors, engineers, researchers, CEOs, broadcasters, physicists, farmers, inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. Today, I'm delighted to introduce your newest instructor, Joe Acapinti. And Joe was the director of operations at an organic health food chain. And we're going to talk about the military, then versus now. We're going to talk about trickle-down militarization. We're going to talk about patriotic pride versus nationalism. And Joe was with us at the Sparta, Missouri Alderman's meeting, right here near Springfield, Missouri, in the little city of Sparta, about a little over a square mile, where Bob Estep was tased, 68-year-old instructor and student at USA Prepares. Joe Acapinti's been to a number of our meetups, and he's going to be speaking at the Get Prepared Expo about food and the threats to you from our food system. Welcome, Joe Acapinti.
Hey, thanks, Vince. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, it's delightful being with you on the air. Hey, Joe, we weren't going to talk about this, but I was thinking about Sparta. You were there, and we were standing next to each other. We're kind of chatting, and you videoed and streamed that meeting. Wasn't that something that that the Sparta government rallied around this police officer, and they wouldn't discuss how he tased Bob Estep and how literally they circled the wagons in defense of Bob Estep? What was your reaction to that meeting? You want to share a little bit about that?
Sure. You're absolutely right, and it's kind of the point that we did discuss about speaking to today, and that's the trickle-down militarization of government in general and how they will all circle their wagons, whether they're right or wrong or caught in a lie or not. They all circle their wagons, and I've actually got some quotes by the Minister of Propaganda, Joseph Goebbels, under Hitler, too. And what he said about government and about propaganda is if you tell a lie big enough and you keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. And that's what I really saw even prior to us making our way into the chamber there where the meeting took place, was they had military people dressed up in military garb with the flat jackets on, extra cuffs, extra magazines for their pistols, stand in black uniforms standing right outside of that hall. And there was about five of them, five or six cops out there for a meeting that I would say probably gets five to ten people. There was a few more people there because USA Preparers showed up in force, but they wanted to stifle dissent. They wanted to put a military presence, an intimidating presence outside of that building in hopes that people would not come in, or that when they did come in, they would feel intimidated. And we see that all throughout society. And so that was the first thing I noticed about the meeting. And then he was allowed to get up and speak, except the police officer's family. I believe his uncle, his aunt, his grandfather, one other person was allowed to speak. And there was one resident that was there from Sparta that got up and spoke and said that he'd like to see some facts and he'd like to see an investigation done on the incident with Mr. Estep. And where that is these days, I don't know. I think it's just been swept under the rug. So.
Right. Well, there were more people from USA Preparers there than I would say than the rest. And we had at least six of our instructors there. Mike Lawson was there. You were there. Judy Dollarheit, John Dollarheit, Ken Hurley, and me. So that's at least six. And there were probably 25 of us. I thought there were going to be more, but there were only 25. But we still were in the majority at that meeting. And it still bothers me to this day what has happened. And still bothers me to today that, well, I don't see an investigation going on. I really don't. At least it's not making the news.
Yeah.
And, so we'll continue to follow the
Nobody was there to say that the officer was right or wrong. I think what we were there is to let the city council know that we expected due process there. That if a private citizen had tased another private citizen, you can bet there would have been a police investigation and probably some charges filed. And so I think what everybody was there was to get to the truth. And again, it speaks to the circling of the wagons and the propaganda and how the state views the truth. They view it as the mortal enemy of the state. So,
Joe, you're absolutely right, and I can prove you're right because there was a shooting in outside of St. Louis in St. Louis County, Missouri, where in the area where Ferguson, Missouri. And what happened was the former police chief resigned, and he got about $100,000 in severance. He got a year's compensation, a year's salary, plus he got his health benefits, so $96,000 plus, you know, some more for his health benefits. And so he walked away with $100,000, and the community is outraged, absolutely outraged, that you can have a department that's out of control, that beats up on the people, that's rough on the people, that fails in its obligations to its oath of office, and then we send this guy off packing with $100,000. More money than a lot of the protesters have probably ever seen in one place, in one time. Yeah, he gets that for leaving, just going away. And so they protested. And allegedly, some shots were fired, and allegedly, some police officers, two of them, were hit. One in the shoulder, one in the face. And the news report was that the police's highest priority, their highest priority, is to find those shooters. That's their highest priority. Now, you contrast that to Bob Estep, who was pulled over while traveling around 9 o'clock at night, pulled over by a cop. The cop allegedly opens Bob Estep's door and tases him in his car. And there's no investigation that I know of. None. His civil rights were violated. I hope Bob Estep owns Sparta, Missouri by the time this is all done. And I hope when he owns it, he disbands the entire city government. There's no need for it. There's no need for a belligerent, out of control, abusive government that sets up a toll booth that gives 170 tickets a month in a population of 1,753 people. Is that the number that you heard, Joe? 170 tickets a month?
That was it. That was it, which I think we did the math, and that was you were going to get it. You were going to average a ticket there if you lived there. You can average a ticket about every 10 months, so you can expect, you know, on average of 2 tickets every 3 years driving through Sparta, Missouri.
So, you know, I made the statement, I don't want to go to Sparta, Missouri. I'm not going to Sparta, Missouri unless I absolutely have to, and that would be at the defense of Bob Estep. Other than that, I'm not going to any business in Sparta, Missouri. And I've taken a little bit of heat from this. Some of my radio buddies have tried to educate me on why I'm wrong. But, and you know, I shouldn't take it out on everybody who lives in Sparta, just because there's one cop by the name of Andrew Spencer who is willing to tase someone for no apparent reason, because I'm willing to put the blame on him for violating the constitutional rights and being a criminal using his taser with apparent immunity from prosecution. Well,
and I, for one, Vince, I applaud you for standing tough on that, this whole issue. As you know, I made a 6-hour round trip on 2 different days, but on back-to-back days to go to that city council meeting because I felt it was that important. You know, this is how things start, and these things, you know, you don't end up with a Ferguson, Missouri overnight, and it's not just poor and minority communities that these things are happening in. And so if people aren't willing to stand up now for their neighbor, whether it's in a neighboring city, county, if they're not willing to stand up in their own city, you're going to wake up one day and wish you had.
Right.
Because things will just continue to deteriorate, and you know you're going to go from 176 tickets a month. If they can get away with that, oh, maybe 250 is the next target, or maybe everybody the tasing, opening the door and tasing is the new protocol. So you know these things happen by incrementalism. And they don't just until you wake up one day and you went, wow, what happened? And I think people are around the nation are waking up going, wow, what happened to our country? Well, what happened to our country is nobody stood up when these things were happening 10 years ago. Nobody stood tough like you are and talked about them and put them at the forefront of people's consciousness 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And so now you wake up one day and incrementalism, you've got the country that we see now. And so, you know, hopefully here, we'll still have a military plays a part of it, and how propaganda plays a part in that. How we've gone from fighting for freedom to 900 bases in over 132 countries. That sounds like an empire to me.
Yeah. Glass, how would you like to meet Joe Acapinti? He can get to Get Prepared Expo. He's going to be speaking on food and our food system and how it's being destroyed and how you're being killed with it. Yeah. That's the Get Prepared Expo, the last weekend in March, March 27, 28, and 29. We'll be right back. Class, we want to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take. At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, 11 in Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, 11 in Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, 11 in Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I'm looking at the internet. There's a post on USA Today, and it says Holder. That would mean Eric Holder. Ferguson shooter, disgusting punk. That's what the headline is. And I find it fascinating. He says, this is a quote, okay? What happened last night was a pure ambush, Holder said. This was not someone trying to heal Ferguson, meaning Ferguson, Missouri. This was a damn punk, a punk who was trying to sow discord. That's the quote. Those are his words, not mine. Now, the problem I have with that is what would he say about Andrew Spencer, the cop in Sparta, Missouri, who opened Bob Estep's door, a 68-year-old farmer, opened his door, and tased him right in his car? Would he say that was a disgusting and cowardly attack, Eric Holder? Is that what you would say? Or would you say, no. Listen, you know, when you pull someone over for whatever reason, you know, you have to tase them. Well, that way you don't have to kill them. You just tase them. Is that what we're talking about? You know, Joe, I'm still, after all the time has passed, I'm still angry about what happened to Bob Estep. I'm still angry that there's no investigation. I'm still angry that this cop, this black uniform cop, Andrew Spencer, in Sparta, Missouri, is still walking around as a domestic terrorist. He is a terrorist. I mean, the guy's got... he's got a gun, he's got extra magazines, handcuffs, all the equipment that you would expect a black uniform guy to have. And he's out walking around. He's not behind bars. He has not been charged. He has not been arraigned. He has not been tried. He's walking around with impunity. That's why I'm not going to Sparta, Missouri. And the way I feel about it, and I just want to be really clear. If the community of Sparta, Missouri, if those people who live there aren't willing to take action and get this guy off the street, then why should anybody go to Sparta, Missouri? If those businesses don't stand up and say, are you kidding? You guys have set up a toll booth. You're reducing our ability to earn a living. Our commerce is down. People all over America are talking about Sparta, Missouri as if we have a disease, and we do. We want that disease cured. We want this guy off the streets. We made a huge mistake in allowing this to happen, this culture of ticketing and tasing. That's why I'm not going to Sparta. Joe?
Yeah, I agree. You know, like you say, they have all of the military-grade equipment, and they're decked out in it, and none of the training. You know, Andrew Spencer, to me, when I saw he was there during that meeting, he looked like a kid. He couldn't have been older than 25 or so. I mean, and all the stuff, the heavy belt with all the tasers and equipment and extra magazines were almost falling off his body because he looked like a kid. And like I said, we've now switched mentalities to putting military equipment in the streets here in the United States, putting warrantless checkpoints and random checkpoints here on the streets of the United States. 20 years ago when I was a kid growing up, that was things that you were taught that happened in communist Russia, that happened in Nazi Germany, that happened in communist China. Those were the things that were to be avoided and fought against. Well, now nobody's fighting against those things anymore. Everybody's too busy fighting with each other and labeling each other. See, I don't think anybody here and anybody in our group is anti-police. But to be pro-accountability these days, you seem to be in pro-freedom and pro-individual. People want to label you as anti-police or anti-military. Well, no, I'm somebody that just has questions. And when the state fails to address those questions and fails to even recognize those questions as valid, and then even takes it a step further by asking those questions, labels you a terrorist, I think people better wake up. Mm-hmm. And I think they better wake up pretty quickly because they're not going to like what's happening, going to happen right around the corner. They're just not going to like it.
Joe, I just got an email from one of our instructors, Mike Ma, M-A-H. He's coming up from Central America for the expo, and he's all excited. He's been to our expos, and he's been to all of them. And he's going to teach a seminar that I don't think many people understand, the description of, how to bribe, negotiate, and negotiate for your life. He comes from an area where you have to get through these checkpoints that you just kind of mentioned, the Soviet-type checkpoints. But these are in Mexico and Central America. He's going to teach people how to bribe your way through and not to overbribe and how to get through these checkpoints.
To pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take, at the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, what you're seeing is that some of us are not only saying it, but we're visible in the public. We're showing up at meetings. John and Judy Dollarhite are showing up in meetings, and they have been for quite a while. And they're asking a lot of questions, and they're not taking the runaround as an answer. They are demanding answers in their community. Joe Acapente is with us, and he's one of us. He's demanding answers. And we're not going to stop until we get answers, and we're not going to stop until we get the criminals out of office. On Monday, we've got a meetup at Jimmy's Egg. And that's the meetup where I give out the tickets to our regular meetup attendees so they can get to the Get Prepared Expo. And I pass them out for the regular attendees. So if you're a regular, and you're certainly entitled to a ticket. And that's just the way we've been doing it for seven expos. I'll also pass out the signs, and the signs are going all over the Springfield community, the Ozarks, Lebanon. And you get a chance to see them. They're the yellow and black signs that say Get Prepared Expo. So if you need some to put out in your area, we'll have them at the meetup. Joe Acapenti, you know, we're going to talk about the militarization of the country, and we're going to talk about World War II and who runs the military. Where would you like to start?
Well, I guess, you know, we can start with how the conversation came about. You know, you and I were discussing a couple weeks ago, got into a discussion about, you know, my approach to when I come across a cousin or a family member or a friend that thinks about joining the military. And again, I want to preface this by saying nobody here is anti-military. I think one of the greatest things you can do is to give service and the possibility of loss of life or loss of health for the cause of your country. But that's in a patriotic sense and not a nationalistic sense. And that's what I see. I see the lines really being blurred these days between patriotism and nationalism. And I'd like to just, for the purposes of this discussion, sort of define the two. You know, nationalism is places the importance on unity by way of cultural background, language, and heritage. So it's really talking more about ethnicity, and that's what you saw in Nazi Germany. You see what the rise of nationalism can do. It's not set around any base ideals. Those ideals can be changed, and again, the incrementalization you can start at one point, which is a relatively good place to be, or a good set of ideals, but really end up at a hellish point. And that's where you saw Nazism and nationalism take an entire population and almost an entire continent. So again, nationalism tends to put the importance on language, a common heritage. It tends to be very aggressive and excluding of people who aren't part of that heritage or don't share this. Where patriotism, it tends to be a common belief or a common unity based on beliefs and values. And that's really what our nation was founded on and really what made it great, especially to the lead up of World War II and some of the boom years after that. And so what I see happening in this country, and the reason I would encourage people that are thinking about joining the military, and recruitment numbers are a record low, because I think people are starting to see this. It's really take a look at what that commitment involves, not just the physical commitment where you completely lose any authority over your body and what happens to it and what goes in it. We could get into some of the social and medical experimentation that's gone on troops throughout history, in recent history. So you don't just give up physical authority over your body, but you now have no say over what you fight for. So you might be joining for all the right reasons. You want to serve your country. You know, you have a history in the family of it. Those are very, very good reasons. And you know, I value those people. But what you're fighting for is not what you think you're fighting for. You're not fighting for the defense of this country necessarily anymore. You know, if you look at the statistics, you've got a lot better chance of being in a plane crash or killed by a police officer than you do by a terrorist. And so it's really by fighting the paper, and that's what wars have been throughout history. You know, if you look at some of the corporations, American corporations that funded Hitler and the Nazi Party, his rise to power, it's pretty eye-opening. But those are the through propaganda and feed the spoil to the victors, go the spoils when they tend to rewrite history. People don't know that. People don't know that, you know, Chase Manhattan Bank, General Motors, the Ford Corporation, the Dow Corporation, Brown Brothers Harriman Bank, they all funded and gave resources to the Nazi Party. And that's what happens throughout history. You have these big, you know, global corporations that fund both sides of every war because they profit off those sides. They can profit off making the tires for your car and then the chemical petroleum products that we use here at home, but they can also profit by selling those same products for the war effort on both sides. And so I would challenge people to do just a little bit of your own research thing. And with the internet being so accessible to people, and why they want to shut it down, through you know, the Net Neutrality Act and all this. They don't want this information at people's fingertips anymore. You know, with Jeb Bush entering the presidential election, if we knew that his grandfather, Prescott Bush, actually had an FBI investigation opened into him because he was sat on the board of directors for Brown Brothers Harriman Bank, who was caught funding the Nazi Party, Hitler's rise to power, and his assets seized, a lot of assets seized from that bank, he probably wouldn't have a platform, which I don't think he does any much anymore anyways, but people would not even think of letting another Bush in office anywhere. And so I just, people need to do their own research and really look into these things before you let your kid sign up to go fight and die in another bank or war. They're trying to expand onto Russia's borders now. They're expanding into Africa. It's like Donald Rumsfeld said, this will be the next 50-year war. You know, Americans will tolerate decade-long wars, but usually about after 10 years, they run their course. And, you know, this one they plan on going for a long, long time.
Joe, I can put an exclamation point on what you just said. I literally have a lapel pin, and it's a fine silver lapel pin, probably about 2.5 inches long, and it has two logos on it. And this is something that a man would wear in his sport coat of the day, or his suit coat of the day. I'm talking the 1930s. And one side of this lapel pin, and each one of these logos is about the size of a pea. One side is the Ford Oval logo with the script F-O-R-D. Connected to that, side by side, is the Nazi swastika. So this is a lapel pin showing the unity, the camaraderie of Ford Motor Company and the Third Reich.
Yep.
To have it. It's not some person's imagination of what could have happened. This is a real, genuine period artifact of Nazi Germany. And it's of the highest quality. It's tarnished. It has a patina on it. It's the real deal from the 1930s. That's one example. Another example of what you're talking about is on the American side, the M1 carbine. It was introduced in 1942. It's a lightweight 30 caliber weapon. And they were manufactured by General Motors, Rockola Jukebox Company, International Business Machines, that'd be IBM, the Saginaw Steering Gear Division of General Motors, Winchester, National Postal Meter, Quality Hardware and Machine Company, Standard Product Company. I have a couple of them. I have one by IBM, and I have one by Saginaw, and I might even have another one. But when you think about it, is that possible? Well, they made over six million of these things. And the one who made the most would be the Inland Manufacturing Division of General Motors Corporation. They made 43% of them. Winchester made 13%. Underwood, those guys, you know, like the typewriter guys, the Underwood typewriters, they made almost 9% of them. Saginaw made 8.5%. National Postal Meter, 6%. International Business Machines, 5%, 6%. Rockola, the jukebox company, the rarest of them all, 4%. So here we have, you know, companies that are supporting the war effort that we haven't even thought about, right? And IBM was involved in making the tabulation equipment so that the Third Reich could figure out who was in the concentration camps. Back to you.
Yeah, and to expand on that, IBM, to speak to the point earlier, I think people really need to get into the mindset of extrapolating where all this is headed and where this goes. So just what, 75 years ago, in the 30s and 40s, IBM invented this punch card machine. And from some of the research I've done on that, based on 15 questions or 15 data points, if you will, they were able to identify every individual within their borders based on those based on those 15 data points. Think about how many data points are collected on you from birth today. I'm talking from inoculation and medical records to school standardized testing to the first credit card they try to get in your hands when you're 18 years old so that they've got all those data points on your purchasing habits, facial recognition to cell phone calls and voice recognition, to all the things that are now out in the public domain that aren't top secret conspiracy theory tinfoil hat stuff anymore. These are all admitted. These are all documented. I think the latest article I read was that based off three purchase of three products and the timing at which you purchase those, these supercomputers can now identify who the purchaser is. And so when they're told, oh, there's not any identifying information, let me tell you something. Anything in the digital realm, there's always an identifier attached to any sort of transaction or data point connection. And so we've gone in 70 years from punch cards with 15 questions to the purchase of three products identifying you on your credit card purchase. Now I'll ask you, where does that lead? Where do we go 5 years?
Hold that thought. We're going to a break. Joe Acapenti and I'll be right back.
Class, who wants to pay less taxes and enjoy the same tax deductions that the rich take? At the Get Prepared Expo, I'll show you how. This is something I learned 40 years ago, and I'm delighted to teach you. What if you lose your job or your company shuts down? The plan is for you to be financially independent by starting your own business. Any business, whatever you like to do. I haven't had a job since the 1980s. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. That's how long it takes to die. At the Get Prepared Expo, we'll have pallets of Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems at the lowest prices in the country. Berkey and ProPure water filtration systems, and we'll have the lowest prices in the country on top of the line Mountain House freeze-dried food with a 35-year shelf life. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th at the Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
The financial collapse of the United States is a mathematical certainty. There's no doubt about it. U.S. Air Force Captain and author John Reagan will explain why this will happen and what you need to do about it right now. We're not trying to scare you, but the collapse is coming. This and 150 seminars and exhibits are included in your pass. $8 online and $10 a day at the door. Saturday and Sunday, March 28 and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Ladies, for $450, you can buy a brand new AR-15 rifle kit at the Get Prepared Expo. Because this AR-15 is a kit, there's no paperwork and no registrations required. It's totally private and all 100% legal. AR-15 kits and seminars on how to assemble them. 150 seminars and exhibits, $8 online, $10 at the door. AR-15 kits, $450 at the GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, March 28th and 29th, Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. How many of you?
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. It still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God,
you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Joel Capenti is with us, and you get a chance to meet him at the Get Prepared Expo. He's been with us for the weekend. You can have dinner with him. Joe, I've met a lot of young people who met the recruiting teams in their high schools, and they're enamored. The young men are enamored with the uniforms, you know, the Marine uniforms. They want to be a pilot. They want to get behind a machine gun. They want to get in a fighter plane. They want to get in a tank. They want to join the Navy and see the world. And they've got this anticipation that this is going to be the coolest thing. And when they talk to me, I say, yeah, but did they tell you that they're going to fit you for a target on your chest and a target on your back? Did they tell you that? Did they tell you you're going to fight wars that you don't even understand? And no one understands, like the Vietnam conflict. I still don't know why we were in Vietnam. I've heard that it was to protect us all against communism. I find that hard to believe. I find it hard to understand why so many of our young men and women have been killed or damaged permanently. And then later, they can't get treatment for the damage they sustained. The spraying of chemicals that has been sprayed on them by Dow Chemical Company, Agent Orange, and how war is a business. And I have Patton's playbook for World War II. And you can see where the casualties are anticipated, like how many are we going to lose in this skirmish? How many are we going to lose in this battle? Well, it's worth it. You know, we're only going to lose a few thousand. Let's do it. It's in black and white, and it's in front of us. But the young people don't know it, do they, Joe?
No, they don't. And I can tell you, I grew up in that generation. We had a Marine recruiter on our campus that would walk around at lunchtime, you know, just engaging different students. And, you know, I didn't think much about it at the time. But looking back, and I visited Army recruiters several times thinking about joining the military. And very surprisingly, my dad, when I came home, I was going to join the Navy. My dad forbade it. And I come from a family where my grandfather stormed the beach at Normandy with his brother, or earned 2 Bronze Stars. I've got a cousin that graduated 2nd in his class from West Point. I had the opportunity to spend a week at West Point, the United States Military Academy, when I was about 13 years old, and kind of hob with the military elite, go to all the different functions and dinners and balls. I got to see the museums there that had all the different weaponry. The thing that made the biggest impact on me about that trip was the museum of all the evolution of military and battlefield weaponry. And the biggest leap came during the Civil War, when the United States is fighting each other, and just some of the things that the spiky ball things, the precursor to cluster bombs, where you can shoot these spears out of a cannon, it would bust apart and drop a bunch of other little spears onto the battlefield. It was quite amazing. And so I was conflicted of, hey, do I want to join the military because it's something my family would make my family proud, my country proud. I saw about the service, but I also saw the absolute ugly hellishness that war brings as I traveled through those museums. And like I said, you combine that, okay, and making it look cool with the video game generation. I can remember I was in a generation during the 80s that went from playing Pac-Man and Space Invaders to seeing video games with Israeli-style military Uzi machine gun mounted on the machine, a game called Operation Wolf. I'm certain a bunch of the men out there know exactly the game I'm talking about. And you've got an Uzi in your hand, and you were shooting at Central American troops. And the background of the game was Central America, and this was during the Iran-Contra hearings and all the FARC things going on in Central America. And so you combine that. Now when I get into high school, the military recruiters, right, they're at lunch on campus to teach you on a daily basis, a week basis. Say, oh, yeah, tell you whatever you want to hear. And by the way, once you get involved with them and you give them your information, they're relentless. They will not leave you alone. They will show up at your house, especially if you're intelligent and get a certain score on the ASVAB test or the free ASVAB test that they used to give. And they'll tell you anything you want to hear to get you to sign on the dotted line. They're not much different than car sales.
Except they're selling death. Joe, we're out of time. Joe Acapenti, thanks so much. You can meet Joe.
Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.